From Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
It's a Thursday live from CPAC 2019. Good to have you along for the conversation. Vice President Pence will be here Friday. The President, Donald Trump, will be here Saturday. Not giving anybody a demotion here. No. My next guest, Nicole Neely, is the president and founder of Speech First. For anybody that I've talked to, and I have these conversations regularly, I say, listen, the First Amendment is under attack in America. And, oh, it's not, Steve, you're just exaggerating, you know, and it's never going to happen. Trust me, look around at the things that are going on, safe spaces and free speech zones, and you can stand in this fence and you can say what you want. That's not America. The First Amendment, the United States Constitution, is the rock star of our Constitution. I think it's safe to say. Nicole Neely here, president and founder of Speech First. Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. You know, so when I tell people that I believe that the First Amendment is under attack from the left, by the way, the people that used to believe in freedom of speech and in the ability to march and say what needed to be said, they now believe, well, you know, hate speech, that offends somebody. I actually had a conversation with somebody saying, well, I believe in freedom of speech, but if it offends somebody, then we shouldn't allow that. I'm like, you don't need the First Amendment for happy talk, do you? Am I missing something?
No, Steve, you aren't, and you are totally right. I do think the First Amendment is under attack, and it's sad. I mean, I say I'm old enough to remember when the First Amendment was the one amendment that everybody liked, so I worry that those days are long gone. But that's why we fight, right? We have to bring it back.
Well, we do have to fight, and, you know, because here's my concern. We're one election away at any given moment now of the left taking over, saying, you know, we're going to impose all of these sanctions on if you hurt somebody's feelings because they're transgender or they're LGBTQ or they, you know, whatever it might be, and you're bullying or you're mean and you said something that hurt Johnny's feelings, that's not allowed. Well, the fact of the matter is, the First Amendment's there to protect people saying things that are offensive. I'm old enough to remember the march in Skokie, Illinois, when the Nazis went down the street in a Jewish neighborhood, defended by the American Civil Liberties Union and defended as well by the United States Supreme Court. And I wonder what would happen today if the same event were to occur.
Right. No, I mean, I think you're right in that, you know, saying something is offensive is very much in the eye of the beholder, right? That's like saying something is delicious.
Right.
What's offensive to me is not offensive to you.
And it's subjective.
Yeah, the First Amendment is not supposed to protect that soft, happy middle where we all get along. It's supposed to protect, you know, the controversial and the ugly because that's how we grow. That's how we learn. I mean, you think back to Galileo when he said that the Earth was at the center of the universe. Like, that was hateful. I mean, Martin Luther King was put in jail and wrote letters from Birmingham jail because he defied a gag order. So, you know, controversial speech is where we grow as a society.
Yeah, heretics are fully legal under the First Amendment. That's the point. And as my mother used to say, let them talk, because that way you can figure out how stupid they might really be. I'm paraphrasing a bit. But the point being is, if you listen to somebody and they say these hateful, awful, stupid things, my mother's point was, then you can say, I don't want anything to do with that. And you can find out what you do and don't like. But if nobody is allowed to say, here's what we really believe, then how do you know what you believe? I mean, you have to put it out there to have a pretty good idea, right?
Right. And definitely, I mean, censorship doesn't make the ideas go away. It just drives it underground, right? It just gives it this kind of special mystique and power. I definitely want to know if somebody who I work with, socialize with, is racist, has vile thoughts. I mean, first I want to try and convince them that they're wrong, but also I don't want that person, you know, coming up and stabbing me in the back. I want them to, you know, I want to know exactly what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, step up. Be heard. It's a great part of what we believe. It's strange to me, Nicole, because it's what we believe as conservatives. We believe in the First Amendment. We believe in the Constitution as a general proposition. I believe that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, James Monroe and John Jay were probably exceedingly bright and far brighter than I am. I don't have some misguided notion like many on the left that somehow they're smarter than the people that wrote the American Constitution. You see, and that's the danger today. These elitists, these academics think that they have a better way to run the country. We have the longest-serving government in world history. I think they might be mistaken, Nicole, and I'm willing to defend your right to say anything you want, even though I may not agree with a single word you said. Voltaire paraphrased, correct?
Correct, yeah. No, I mean, I think what really troubles me is seeing this trend of redefining and reassessing the past based on this shifting benchmark of today. I mean, everything that happened last week, people wanting to strip John Wayne's name off of the airport in Orange County based on comments he made in 1971. I mean, it's
right.
just, You can't judge Thomas Jefferson for not being 2018, 2019 woke.
Exactly.
It was different. So
here's my question. Because the other big concern that I have is corporate editing out of what we say, corporate censorship, be it Facebook or Twitter. When you have giant corporations that, in effect, have monopolies on the conversation, because we all have conversations now on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and when these giant corporations come in, well, you can't say that. In effect, they're, to me, I believe they're overstepping their bounds, and I think that there ought to be a way to do something about that. I realize corporations, and I have this argument with people, but when corporations start censoring you and I find that a dangerous place to be as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're private. They have the prerogative to moderate what's on their content or on their platform. However, they can't also then simultaneously claim we're a public sphere, you know, we're just a marketplace, this is where everybody comes, and then still do the same. You can't have it both ways. So let's make it very clear that you're one or the other, but you can't have your cake and eat it too.
But they want to, and they want to get paid lots and lots of money to do it. And in fact, you know, they'll go to China. They'll make special deals with the Chinese government when it comes to censorship and so forth, and I find that to be exceedingly dangerous. Nicole Neely, the president and founder of Speech First, I'll give you the last word.
Well, thank you for having me. We have our lawsuit against the University of Michigan, so stay tuned in that. We'll be in the Sixth Circuit over the next few months.
Well, we'll need that, of course, because they are they're part of our broadcast area is WAM 1600 in Ann Arbor, so we'll keep those folks up to date.
That's why I mentioned
around.
It to you, yeah.
And I guess we'll see you at CPAC sometime over the next couple of days as well.
Absolutely. I want to poke by and say hi.
All right. Thank you. Nicole Neely, everybody, the president and founder of Speech First. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Quick break here on the program. When we come back, we'll get you the latest on sports, maybe a quick update on what's happening with all of this abusive winter weather. I feel like I'm being abused, bullied. I'm being bullied by winter. How about that? I'm a victim. Yeah, put that down. I'm no victim. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can listen live, find the podcast, and so much more. We'll be right back.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Are you